Hey guys, it's Jesse.
And Hannah.
And if you hear us eating, no, you didn't.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I know we recorded like this week, but it feels like we didn't.
It was like a week ago.
All right.
Some time has passed.
Yeah. So what's new in your life?
Well, my bed broke. Did I talk about this last episode?
I think so.
Okay. My bed is broken. And due to having no bed, I've been sleeping at my parents' house or on my couch, depending on the night. And it sucks. I'd like a bed. So I ordered a new bed. It's coming on Wednesday.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. I'm excited for me as well. Still nannying. School is exhausting. Having a puppy is exhausting. Nothing much has really changed.
Okay.
I got a $50 royalty check for break. So that was fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. So you know how I've been trying to get my insurance company to pay for DVT? So I filed the claim and they rejected it. So I called them and I was like, hey, and they were like, oh shit, we actually should probably approve this. So I'm going to talk to our claims department and we're going to call you back on Tuesday. So I'm very, very hopeful that on Tuesday I'm going to get good news about that.
That's great news.
Yeah.
I mean, at least it's great prospects.
So I'm looking forward to that. Benny is actually starting their job soon.
Thank God.
So that's exciting. And we're looking at apartments. And it's looking like they might not be able to get here until January.
Okay.
Which sucks, but it's not that long. So it's okay.
Okay.
And this weekend, we need to pick a caterer.
Yes.
And really get on the move for wedding planning because we've been slacking.
Yeah. If the caterer for my bat mitzvah is still in business, they're in Baltimore, and they're really fucking good.
Oh, okay.
I'll find out who they are, and I'll send it to you.
Awesome, thanks.
Yeah. Things going on in my life. My boss has shingles.
Oh, no!
Yeah. So she's really sick right now. She's been too lazy to hire someone else. Like, as an intern, so I'm still full-time. I'm hoping that she continues to be lazy until I leave. Because I don't think she does that much work, no offense to her. And considering I do, like, 90% of the student engagement work, like, she shouldn't fucking reduce my hours. I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
I know I, like, have to just fucking sit down and accept it, but I don't like it. There's no fucking writing jobs.
I'm gonna tell you something. This is a DBT thing that we learned. It's called radical acceptance. It's one of my favorite things because it's just like,
I don't want to accept.
No. It's fun. My other favorite one is opposite action.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite action is when you literally just do the opposite of what you want to do.
Mm.
And then you see what happens. And I like it because it feels like a game. So, like, if you want to send a bitchy text to someone, instead send a nice text and just see what the fuck happens. And usually your problems will be solved. And it's like a game. It's so fun. It's also good advice for writing. If it looks like something obvious is going to happen, have the opposite happen. Or have
that
a character
sense.
Have the opposite reaction to something than what the reader is expecting. It's really fun.
Yeah.
But radical acceptance is basically you just accept things that you hate. You just accept it.
But, like, I have the power to create change in my life, so that is annoying to me.
Well, the fundamentals of DBT are, it's that two things are true at the same time. Mm. And the two things that you balance with DBT are acceptance and change.
Yeah.
So you accept things while you're working to change them.
Yes.
I had some moment with my mom of radically accepting yesterday or something, and I don't remember what it was, but it was fun. I just went, okay.
Hmm.
I will radically accept this.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to radically accept this, though. and I don't think I will, because I hate my job. My job made me super suicidal. My boss isn't that great, so I'm just not going to radically accept this.
Okay.
Yeah. She would have to be better for me to radically accept this. Yes, I just did my intake for my ADHD screening. So that was fine. It was boring. I keep ordering things online. My parents are mad about it, and it's like I wish that I wasn't living with them, so that then I could just like buy shit and not have any repercussions.
My therapist told me to buy some stuff. I had an assignment to go shopping, so I bought 2 laundry hampers and 3 tea towels because she told me to. So
nice.
I'm excited about those. Those are coming today. Because I was like, all my laundry's all over my floor. And she's like, well, do you have a hamper? And I was like, no. And she's like, well, then of course it's all over your floor.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
I can't believe you haven't had a hamper this whole time.
Yeah, it just never occurred to me. I have a laundry basket, but that's where I put laundry that I'm like transferring to and from the washing machine.
What?
So like I put the clean clothes in the laundry basket after they're done and then bring them to my room.
Okay.
And then I put dirty clothes in the laundry basket and bring it to the laundry. But, like, I have way more clothes than fit in the laundry basket.
I don't understand or really like your system, but I will radically accept it.
I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you. I'm having a debate. Benny's going to think it's funny when they're listening to this. But I'm having a debate with Benny as we speak about, it's not really a debate, but about what our children's last names will be.
Mm-hmm.
So, Benny wants to hyphenate, which, like, obviously is the fair solution. But I'm like, no! But I'll do it. But I'm, like, worried because Benny's last name is Taylor and mine is Moskowitz. That, like, the kids will be like, I just want to have the simple last name. And then mine gets axed.
No. I don't think they'll do that.
They'll be like, Moskowitz is too hard to spell. It's too hard to pronounce.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well, people struggle, trust me.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think your kids will say that, though.
Don't eat this!
Okay, you want to talk about the episode?
I do, because I love this episode.
It's good. It was fine.
You hurt me inside, you know.
I like this show!
I know, but you're like, oh, it's fine.
I just think I've enjoyed other episodes more.
This episode gives me so many feelings.
Okay.
And, like, I don't even have anything eloquent to say about it. It's just like, yes, my feelings. They're here. Here they are. Welcome to my feelings. Brian and Justin are beautiful in this.
They're great. Mm-hmm.
There's horrible psychiatric advice given, but it's great for the plot.
Yes.
And there's so many great little moments. The you always like dancing with Justin line.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian's reaction to that. Then I knew why Debbie calls you Sunshine, of course. And this
is a great line.
Brian's going to start calling him Sunshine after this.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it is really cute. In fact, I went through one time, me and Benny were like doing a project on this. And I was like, because Brian doesn't say Justin very often. And I was like, why wouldn't I make a video of all the times that Brian says Justin? Because it's not very many.
Yeah.
So I was going through. And after this point, if he's in private with Justin...
Mm-hmm.
He will never call him Justin again. It's always Sunshine.
Hmm.
It's only when people are around or if he's talking about him that he'll say Justin.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's a cute little thing.
Yeah. I did not enjoy Ted's plot. But I did enjoy Emmett's.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I liked Michael's role in Emmett's plot as well.
Yeah, same. So, the thing that happens with that is that Ted gets fired for watching porn on his computer. Obviously. Maybe Ted shouldn't have dumbass disease.
You can't do that at work.
Yeah. And he's like, I should be able to. Bitch, do your job. Yeah, so then Emmett's like, we should all get this other job. It's $100 an hour. But it ends up being as naked waiters, which is very fun. I think it's a great job. I really feel like me and Emmett would have so much fun at that job. I feel like I would enjoy that job.
Yeah, I could do that. I wouldn't like the waiting part, but I'd like the naked part.
Yeah, I think the walking around naked part is the fun part.
Yeah.
Which is obviously what... Michael is not having fun with.
Yeah.
So he goes back to his shitty job at Walmart, and it's like, maybe don't do that, actually. Get some skills.
He won't be there for long.
Good. Also, they called it Allegheny Community College. It is not that. It is Community College of Allegheny County. Yes. CCAC. I once dated a girl who was going there, and she called it Can Count and Color.
I love it.
Yeah. It's a very bad school, so.
It's like how we call Howard County HOCO.
Yes.
Because they are.
Yep.
Everyone from Howard County is a whore. And you are
yes.
Everyone listening is like, where the fuck is Howard County?
It's, you know, it's nearby.
It's there. It exists.
Yeah.
Trust me. HOCO. All right. So where should we start?
I don't know. We kind of started.
I know, but we got to, like, pick a person and, like, dive in.
Well, I don't think Emmett needs diving in.
Let's do the lesbians.
Fine.
So, the lesbians are following up on their plot from last episode.
Mm-hmm.
When Lindsay asked Melanie to marry her, and Melanie was like, no, that's for straight people.
Yep, she's right.
She is. And, I mean, I'm getting married, but it is for straight people, so... they have a plot device little girl who asks them why they aren't getting married. And
so stupid.
Yeah, it's really annoying. And Melanie decides that she does want to get married, after all.
Dumb.
It's kind of sweet.
I don't know. Melanie should, like, have some balls. I feel like every time, Lindsay's like, I want this thing. Melanie's like, no. And then 2 minutes later, she's like, okay.
Yeah, that does happen.
It's annoying. I don't like it.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think that them getting married is sweet.
Yeah.
I don't super understand the appeal of getting married when it's not legal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole idea of getting married symbolically is what I don't like.
Mm.
If that makes sense. But at the same time, I have this pride where I'm like, we got by this long without legal marriage. We don't need legal marriage.
Yes.
But, like, also, like, high key we do for, like, rights. So I have a lot of very complicated feelings on gay marriage, essentially.
Okay. So I'm going to say some stuff, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. So I was actually having a conversation with my best friend who just moved to Korea last night. Because her older sister, like, she's about to have her third marriage, whatever. And her sister didn't invite her mom. Which is very funny, but they have a bad relationship, so it makes sense. And then we were talking about marriage, and I was like, I don't really want to get married. But I am a Jap, so I have to have a very expensive party.
Exactly.
That is the entire point.
Exactly.
So... why are you getting married?
Okay, I'm getting married because I want to have all my family together in one place.
Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
I have a big, big family that I love. I love when we get together at bat mitzvahs or weddings or whatever the fuck. Why am I legally getting married? Is that...
That's, I guess, the second part of the question.
Why am I legally getting married? I guess just, like, the legal benefits that you get from being married.
That makes sense. And also, if you have kids, it makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of, like, lock Benny down, make sure they can't go anywhere, make sure they don't get any ideas. And if they're married, it's, like, harder for them to just be, like, peace, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's basically just to put Benny in jail. It's really what we're going for here. And also, it means a lot to my family.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I feel like if you're going through the process of, like, the expensive party, you kind of, like, might as well do the legal bit, because that's, like, fairly cheap unless you're going to get divorced.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys want kids, so it makes sense. Like, I don't think I want kids, so it makes less sense for me.
Yeah. We're probably going to get legally married earlier in D.C., do, like, a self-uniting thing in D.C., and then... have the real wedding whenever. Well, okay. The wedding will be June 19th, but then have the fake wedding, probably whenever Benny moves here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll tell anyone about that, but just to like get the ball rolling, and I'll probably get on their health insurance, shit like that.
That makes sense. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, marriage. It's like, okay. It seems like a fun thing to do. Like, I'm almost 30. It's like,
yeah.
Let's have a wedding. Let's get married. Like, it's like, it's a milestone to check off that I feel like will be very satisfying.
That's fair.
When I'm like looking at my life and what I've achieved. And I know that that's a problematic mindset, but like, and I'm of course not saying that everybody has to get married, but it's like,
yeah,
it'll be like a fun thing that I've done. Like, yes, I am married. It makes me feel like more of a grown up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I keep seeing all these, like, hot 30-year-olds who are, like, you know, alternative and are, like, your 30s are great. I'm not married and don't have kids and I'm having an amazing time still. And I think that's what I want for myself.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Like, unless I have kids, I think I would want to have kids around the age that my parents had kids. Just because, like, then you'll be alive longer while your kids are, like, I don't know, adults. So
it's weird because I consider myself, like, a radical weird queer. But at the same time, like, I want, like, a nice little domestic. Eli, do not. A nice little domestic, like, white picket fence life. And I think that that's the same way I consider myself a feminist, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still rather not work and just hang out and stay home and take care of the kids.
Yes.
It's like, these are not conflicting ideologies.
Yeah.
Like, I can be a radical queer that's choosing this.
Yes.
And that's something the show's going to really discuss a lot in later seasons.
Yeah.
Is what queerness is, what it should look like for the betterment of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the conflicting ideologies on that. But
yeah. I think there's other parts of, like, radical queerness that, like, you embrace. Like, you don't have to do the whole thing.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'm not looking to, I mean, my life is not to advance the queer community. My life is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do what makes me happy and what I want to do. And what I want is security. So that leads to marriage, house, children. Just feeling settled in a life.
This is the very large difference between an Aries and an Aquarius.
Yes.
I'm all about advancing the community and, like, all that stuff.
I've just spent so much of my life, particularly my 20s, feeling really disconnected from anything.
Mm.
And I really want to be grounded because I think it'll be really good for me.
That's fair. Yeah. I felt like my teenage years and, like, early college, I was, like, super disconnected. And now I'm, like, very connected and I really love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. But I, you know, still am an air sign and want to run away sometimes, like on vacations or whatever.
Okay, so that's the lesbians and us.
Yes, and us. Also lesbians.
Let's do Ted.
Okay. Stop fucking watching porn at work. Also, get another job as an accountant, you dumb motherfucker.
He does not.
I don't like that for him. I want him to be the one with the money.
I think you will be interested in what his new career leads to for Emmett.
Is he going to be a pimp?
No.
What the fuck is he gonna do? He doesn't have a personality.
Okay, so what do we know about Ted?
He's a good friend. He likes beer.
And he likes...
He's hairy. He likes BDSM.
And he likes...
Men.
And in this episode, he likes...
Porn.
There you go.
So he's gonna be a porn star?
He's going to create a porn empire.
You know what? He's valid, all right.
And Emmett will be one of his...
He's gonna continue being...
Emmett will be his star. Yes.
You know what? That's also valid. Emmett is so, like, free in that way that I think, like, it'll be a vibe.
It works. It's fun. Okay. Fun fact, we almost named our dog Emmett's porn name.
No.
In this show, because it's a funny... It would be a good name for a dog. But it's also, like, too obvious for a dog, because Emmett's porn name is after his dog, so...
That's dumb. Okay.
Yes. You'll see. So yeah, Ted gets fired. There's a nice scene with him and the lesbians that I enjoy, just because I like seeing the people who aren't Brian hang out with the lesbians.
That's fair. I really wanted the lollipop that he had.
I know. There's a really funny, like, series of outtakes of him just struggling to get his lines out around this lollipop. Just, like, pulling the lollipop out of his mouth and just, like, sputtering and just, like, really having a hard time with these lines.
That makes sense. It's yes. funny.
And just, like, forgetting the line and putting the lollipop back in.
Yeah.
It's a good okay. Michael
is dumb. We get to see Tracy.
Tracy looks great. She has a boyfriend. She's thriving.
Yes. She looks skinnier.
She does. She looks teeny.
I don't like when people lose weight. I also really hate when people talk about losing weight.
I have great news for you then. I've gained 10 pounds.
I appreciate you.
I did it just for you.
Yeah. I like... Ever since I got that stomach bug, January of 2019.
I think so.
My weight has been so steady.
Oh, wild.
Yeah, my body was like, you are gonna be skinny except for any time after 6 p.m. Because you're just gonna bloat. You're never gonna be hungry, and you're never gonna be able to take a shit.
Mm.
So...
I am on lithium now, which means I am hungry all of the time.
That's nice.
I'm not really, because it means I gained 10 pounds. It's just like I'm never full. Like, there's never a point where I'm like, I don't want to eat anymore.
Mm.
Like, you eat and you're like, I would have another full meal right now. There is nothing stopping me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird.
No, I would feel sick if yeah. I... Like, the sandwich that I ate during recording, that's my limit. I... probably will not be able to eat until 6 without feeling very sick.
See, I could just, like, eat, like, 7 sandwiches in a row, and my body would just be like, okay, more sandwiches.
I would like that, but I cannot shit.
Mmm. Not a problem I have.
I miss being regular. I would do anything to be able to take out revenge on every gastroenterologist. I think they're all quacks. They have no idea what they are doing. And all of the medicines that I tried last year didn't fucking work. So.
Oh, I forgot a piece of news while we're on this sort of topic. My dad had his prostate biopsy. And we are going to get...
Why?
he has his, like, numbers were bad. So he might have cancer. Okay. So we're going to get the results of that this week.
Mm.
So I'll let you know on our next episode whether my dad has cancer.
I think it will be good news.
He probably does not. It's like a 20% chance. And even if he does, it's like...
It's very treatable.
It's like very slow growing, very treatable.
Oh, good.
So it's... Okay. I'm not really worried.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you should be worried.
But he told us a lot of details about the biopsy process and like how he was feeling afterwards. And like, I was like, I don't need this information.
Yeah.
But okay.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Speaking of dads and old people, my grandma is my only living grandma. She's on my dad's side. She's giving up driving. So we're going to get another car, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I might go to Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's driving a car that's like 20 years old at this point. Yeah.
That's exciting. I just remembered I dreamed my grandmother died.
Oh.
And it was my good grandmother, so it was really sad.
Are your grandparents still alive?
I have. So on my mom's side, they got divorced.
Oh.
And then remarried. Mm-hmm. And all of them are dead except for my mom's biological mother, who was a terrible person.
Yes.
On my
yes, I remember.
Dad's side, my grandfather died when I was very young, and they got remarried. She got remarried, and they are both still alive. He is 94.
Wow.
My step-grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And my grandmothers are the same age. I think they're 86.
Okay.
So they're nice and old.
Yeah, that's about the same age as my grandma.
Yeah, but my 94-year-old step-grandfather is doing quite well.
Hmm. God. Yeah, my family is not known for living very long.
Neither are Moskowitz's. I mean, my dad's dad died at 62.
Yeah.
And... that whole side of the family is pretty fucked. But my mom's family lives forever. They live into their hundreds.
That could be you.
Yeah, but it could also be my grandmother, and I want her money.
Yes. So, I feel that. Yeah. Oh, God. I will tell you some tea when we are off of this, because it involves money, and I feel like maybe I shouldn't talk about it on the podcast.
I know. They're going to, like, use this as evidence against me when my grandmother dies. They're going to be like, this bitch killed her. Okay, listen. She's not a good person. She is voting for Biden, though, so.
Okay. Steps in the right direction.
Okay, Margaret. It's very upsetting that there are 50% of people, you know, roughly, in this country who are worse than my grandmother. Because she's really bad.
Okay, let's think about other people that aren't bad grandparents. Let's talk about Justin and Brian.
Okay. Justin and Brian. I have a lot of feelings.
It's very... I kind of like it. So, like, Justin wants to hang out with Brian. Brian's like, your mom said no. And then the mom's like, actually, never mind.
Yeah. I really like that scene with Jennifer and Brian. Just the moodiness of it. And the, I came at the wrong time. You two have a lot in common.
I did not like it.
No, why?
Because she was like, have sex with my son. Yeah. Please don't say that shit, actually. Don't like it at all.
I just like, I like basically everything we get to see about Brian's mental state before Justin comes to live with him. Because, like, he's at Babylon with his friends. He's present, but he's, like, not really there. But he's able to go and build the swing set with Lindsay. Oh, he has the two sons line, which we should talk about.
What?
When Lindsay says you couldn't believe you had a son, and Brian says two sons.
Oh, yeah, because Justin.
Because Justin. So, most people hate that. I like it because I like
fucked up relationships. I thought it was funny.
I like weird shit. Like, give me all that weird shit.
Yeah.
And I think that people who have a big problem with that are acting a little heterosexual.
But I agree. I mean, he has to act like Justin's dead. Like, that's the reality.
I'm glad you agree. Because I have to defend that to so many cat, and it's just, it's exhausting.
So many cats.
So many cats.
I don't even have a cat in my room now.
Wow, that's weird.
I know. I had, like, four of them in my room earlier. It was very annoying.
I have one sitting on the table next to me, one in her basket on the cat tree.
Aww.
I have a puppy, and I don't know where the other cats are.
I'm so excited to meet this puppy, like, in real life.
I know. As soon as we won't give each other corona,
yeah,
you can meet my dog.
I know. You're really cutting it very close to, like, the expected vaccination is out and people are able to take it.
I know.
Like, that is very close.
I know. If we have to have a 5-person wedding, we'll have a 5-person wedding.
Okay.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're cutting it close. We really thought when we were planning that it would be completely safe by June. Yeah.
It might be. It might be.
Yeah.
There are very promising results right now. They're in phase 3. Like, it's gonna depend.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Whatever happens, we want to get married, so.
Yes.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
Brian, yeah. So Brian is like, he's so much better than he was before he knew Justin was okay. That's the thing that really sticks with me. It's like he's able to go out and be social and joke with his friends and help out Lindsay and laugh a little with Lindsay.
Yes.
But he's sad. He's obviously sad. And he's not really trying to hide that from people.
Yeah. He obviously really needs therapy.
Yeah.
He gets this advice to, like, help Justin remember shit, and, like, he and Daphne go through, like, describing the day or whatever.
I love the scene where they reenact the dance.
It was very nice. Yeah. I did like the, like, cutting in and out of, like, what the episode actually was to then now them retelling it. I think that's a good storytelling technique. And it doesn't help Justin until he's at the birthday party and he's like, the baby has a bat. The baby is gonna kill me.
And then there's the very sweet moment when Brian rescues him, and it's nice.
Yeah. I like that he remembered him trying to rescue him. Mm-hmm. He's like, you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Brian loves him so much, and I have a lot of feelings.
I know you do.
That's really my summary of this episode.
Yes.
The scene when they're in the garage is hard.
Yes.
It's very hard for Brian.
Yeah. I mean, like, even as a viewer, and, like, I don't necessarily, like, empathize with Brian in, like, 90% of circumstances, but it was, like, it was painful to be back in that garage.
Yeah, it was. And I like the fact that they don't tell you that we're going there.
Yes.
It's just all of a sudden we're there, and it's like, it's a shocking for the viewer, and it looks so different because it's daytime and there's no cars around this time.
Yes.
And
I could kind of tell that it was going to happen, but yeah.
I love that we see Daphne. I love that she's
part of it. I love Daphne. She's great.
Love Daphne.
Yeah. Yes, Dad, you can open the door even though I'm on a call. They're not done yet. They're going to be done in a few minutes. You know, just domestic tings.
Sure. I love that. Shit, what was I going to say? It's something I love. And it has to do with Brian. Nope, it's gone.
All right.
Oh, it's about Daphne. I love Brian had to call Daphne and ask her to come over to do this. And I love that. Any Brian and Daphne relationship, I always adore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's the best character.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So, they're great. Justin finds the scarf, symbolically leaves it on the floor.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
There's a lot of fanfic about, like, what happens to the scarf and, like, where the scarf is.
That is gross, and I know exactly where that is going.
No, not, like, in a sexual way. Just, like... Mm. Brian, like, packing it away? Like, would he throw it away? Like, would he keep it? Would Justin find it later?
I don't know. One time I had a friend read Glee fanfiction where Blaine stuck an electric eel up Kurt's ass. Okay. And I've been scarred ever since.
Most fanfic is not like that. Okay, good. I don't read, like, erotic fanfiction because it doesn't do anything for me. And
okay.
It makes me uncomfortable. So, like, all the fanfic I read is, like, not sex stuff. It's just, like, stories.
Okay.
Just expanding the world. Mm. I like stuff that, like, could have happened, like, off screen that we didn't see. Mm. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
No, I think it has to be hot or not.
All right, let's do it.
So, my hot is Emmett. He is sexually liberated. I love this man. He is so confident. He is very tall.
He is very tall.
As a plastic surgery stan, although I wouldn't say I'm a stan, but I have received plastic surgery more than once. I'm kind of into it. It's a vibe. I support him wanting to get a butt lift. Like, he's valid.
Yeah.
What about you?
Brian. He's so great for Justin in this episode. He's just so great. I mean, he meets with a psychiatrist to figure out how to help him.
At a bar.
Yeah, but still. Like, he calls up a psychiatrist he knows and is like, I need help with my whatever you're going to call it.
My Justin. Ew.
Shut up, I have feelings. So,
it's just too romantic.
It's Brian, yeah.
Okay. You're valid. My not... I just can't give it to Ted. I can't. So I'm gonna give it to Michael. Get a better job. Also, don't just take the manager's, like, word that, like, you can't get a better job. Go above him and talk to the man who hired you for the manager job in the first place. What are you doing?
Yeah.
He's so dumb.
I'll give it to Ted. Don't jerk off at work.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to hear about next episode?
Yes.
So this is a perfectly fine episode, and it has one of my favorite scenes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sandwiched between what I think are two fantastic episodes, which is the one we just saw, and Pride, which is my favorite episode. So for me, it's kind of like a lull. But it's good.
That's valid.
It's good.
I'm really excited for Pride.
Pride is just so fucking fun. It's just so joyous.
Yeah. Even, like, the Pride episode of The L Word... Like, isn't that good? But it's still, like, an episode that, like, makes me feel happy.
I have no memory of this episode.
I've obviously seen it a million times, but I just like when we get to see people at Pride.
Yeah.
Like, it is such a staple of queer life that it's really enjoyable to see.
Yeah, it's really fun, and it has a very nice line in it. But okay, episode 3. Hypocrisy, don't do it, is the name of this one.
All right.
Will Brian accept a hero award for saving Justin?
No.
Ted's favorite author, Howard Bellwether, is in town to protest Brian's award while collecting his own.
Stan.
Emmett's working for fabulous men who seem like the politically correct TV characters of the new show Gay as Blazes.
What?
Michael wants to reconnect with Brian at the comic convention. Michael is, even
aren't
by
they friends?
Let me tell you about this. Even by Michael standards, he is a little bitch this episode.
Okay, so he's obviously going to get the knot for next week as well.
He
so.
Is such a little bitch. He's all like, Brian's spending time with Justin instead of with me, when Brian is like, Justin literally can't be left alone right now.
I literally hate Michael so much. I, like, nothing would give me greater joy than seeing this character die.
I wish that he did. But
and, like, you know how badly I want a new job? I think I want Michael to die more than I want my job.
Michael will not die. I'm
that
sorry to tell you.
That is so harmful to me.
I'm sorry. He will get over Brian shortly.
Thank fucking God.
He's about to get a new boyfriend.
Good.
The new boyfriend is great.
Is he ugly, though?
No, he's hot.
I just want him to suffer.
Yeah. The new boyfriend is much too good for him, so.
Great.
Yeah. But it, like, chills him out somewhat.
Alright, well, I'm sure we'll like the new boyfriend, so.
Yeah, you will. He's a good character. And he's played by a gay actor, which is a rarity on the show. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I think we're done.
Alright, thank you guys so much for listening. You should go ahead and follow us on Twitter, at Hannah Mosk, at Jesse @Quinn, and at A Little Too Harsh. I believe that that is it. If you respond to our tweets there, I probably won't see it. But whatever, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, so. Live your life.
Cool.
And adopt
That's
a cat.
It. Adopt a cat.